So then 19, verse 19, since this is so, the wise man does not crave. From such a craving, fear and anguish come. And to fix this firmly in your understanding, all that may be wished for will be nature, fate, nothing. So therefore, by understanding the reason that given on the verse 18, then, one should have a wisdom, you know, not to let self control by self ego clinging selfish mind, not let ourselves to control by self-cherishing mind. By reminding now and then to strengthen our understanding the fact of the verse 18, then we should remind ourselves now and then the karmic impact of such an act of self-cherishing. With that understanding, then so here it means that we should have a very clear and firm understanding the karmic impact of self-cherishing, the act of self-cherishing. Otherwise, the purpose of life, which is to obtain liberation, will be fade away. You know, purpose of life is for us to be liberated from samsara. The purpose of precious human rebirth is to take this opportunity, one-time opportunity, for us to be totally free from, you know, samsara, and that will be fade. That will be completely fade if we continue to follow the instruction of self-grasping, self-cherishing mind. Verse 20. For people may have gained a wealth of riches, enjoy reputation, sweet renown, but who can say where they have gone to now, with all the bags of their gold and fame? So very sarcastic. Yeah. Kings, or you know. King, you know, there are many country rulers, many rich. There's also many rich people that who have a lot of wealth, you know. But then there's no mind of compassion. There's no mind of, no mind of compassion, you know. Who have been very famous in this world. Whenever I see this, the Kentucky Chicken Fried, the men, all men, the picture. Kentucky chicken, isn't it? The old man with the white beard. KFC. Wherever you go, all over the world, wherever you go, you see his picture with the chicken. You know the one. I'm sure he's the one the first time invented the KFC, I think. So I always think every time I see that. Oh, Mani Premi, where this man be? Where this man be now? So it's like that. So famous. Due to him, maybe many people also make rich, whatever. Or himself, his descendants, maybe must be very rich or whatever. But poor thing, I don't know where he's suffering. So exactly the same. Don't know where. Everybody knows him, you know. Should be known. But honestly speaking, just one invention, millions of people, you know, take life of one poor little being. Many little poor little beings. So who can say where they have gone now with all the bags of their gold and fame? You see, so it's
fried chicken becomes so famous that everybody
likes it.
So if we create the sin, do you think we accumulate sin
My ignorant mind says, for sure he accumulates things. But I mean, other people might say something, but I have no idea, you know. But many people enjoy whatever. But yeah, the thing is, take so many beings' life. How many chicken every day? How many chickens' life? But if he didn't invent so delicious, people won't eat, they won't fry, won't slaughter the chicken, isn't it? He should invent very, very, very disgusting one. Then maybe less karma. So I think sure that negative karma, a lot of negative karma. Even he have a good intention also, I don't think so. You know, the act is like, so it's a causing life of other living being. So it's still all right.
May I ask another question? Let's say, because we is American, let's say...
Oh, he's American?
Yes.
Okay.
So, most likely he was a Christian.
I see.
Let's say if he can go to heaven, if he can go to heaven, it's okay. But let's say he is not accepted to the heaven.
Oh.
Do you think he will go to
round and round?
Next one?
Yeah. I'm not in the position, or I'm not sure whether he already went to God's or whatever. But the act of like causing life of other, it will definitely make the person to circle within this samsaric existence. And especially in the lower realm. Especially in the lower realm. So it's a chicken, it's an animal. Most of the time in the chicken realm. Like, there's some history, fishermen become a fish. You know, so chicken, who slot chicken will become a chicken. Maybe. Yeah. So, the religious point of view, what people interpret, I have no idea. But for karmic point of view, it's the act of causing life of others, sure will, you know, born into lower realms. Yeah.
Thank you.
So anyway, so verse 21, why should I be pleased when people praise me? Other there will be who scorn and criticize, and why respond when I blame? Since there will be other who think well of me. So basically it says, you know, we should avoid worldly concern. So the meaning of this verse 21 is, we shouldn't live a life in the fantasy of worldly concern. In the fantasy of worldly concern. You know. If somebody praise, they shouldn't be too proud, because there is also people, a lot of people, due to your past karma, a lot of people blaming you, and shouldn't be so hurt by some people blaming you. But there's also, due to past karma, so many people will also be praising you. So it's what to be so excited about, you know, praise and blame and whatever. You should be like kind of a bit of numbness, you know, don't bother much, you know. Be yourself with a virtuous hearted mind, then rest, just not to worry. So basically it's like that. So then it says, verse 22, so many are the one that attendant of beings, even Buddha could not please them all. Of such an evil man as me, no need to speak. Better to give up such a worldly thoughts. You know, so Shantideva himself saying that, you know, it's a afflicted, you know, sentient beings. It's so difficult to tame, so difficult to please. You know, even Buddha, you know, unable to please all. Even Buddha unable to please all. So of such a like kind of very deluded person, like he give himself as an example, very humbly saying that I'm such an evil man like him, you know, no need to speak, no need to speak that, you know, I able to please whole world, you know, impossible. So better to give up such a worldly thought, means only thinking of, you know, like just superficially please other, so that I can be pleased by other, like, you know, all this worldly thought be completely. You know, should be renounced. You know, should be renounced the eightworldly concern. Should be renounced the eightworldly concern. But the principle is cultivate the pure heart, the good heart, the bodhicitta. As long as you have that, you know, you are indirectly benefiting numberless beings rather than just just finding an opportunity to say some good thing to somebody. No need to worry about that. You know, as long as you cultivate bodhicitta, even Buddha, failed to satisfy. There's one Brahmin called Bharadaja. There's one practitioner called Bharadaja. And also there's one Brahmin daughter called Goshali. Then not only that, six non-Buddhist scholars that which Buddha did the miracle power challenge on the 15th day of lunar calendar, the Madhyamaka lunar calendar. So all these six Buddhist non-Buddhist scholars, all of them completely displease the way the Buddha does, and whatever the Buddha, to provide benefit to them, they always have a misunderstanding, and they always receive an offensive kind of result. So it's like that. So therefore, we, cannot circle in a small wall. If I want to go to cake, there's a 10 or 20 people will be, they won't be unhappy. Then you give up your solitude. Or if I go to a 6 month retreat, there's 100 of people will cry, or will be left out by me. So then you give up your solitude, cultivation of bodhicitta in a solitude, single-pointedly. So the teaching says that those are not a concern. If your intention, if your purpose is really to cultivation of bodhicitta, then all those we have to leave aside. If we check carefully, those could be even an expression of worldly concern. Not necessarily like genuine expression of love or care for others. It might be a worldly concern. So therefore, what we are saying that when we need to make a decision to do a tarot serious practice, then the decision always will be greater benefit than circling within a small circle to just to please them in a superficial level. It's like that. I don't know. I also confused what I say. I don't know. Never mind. You get a little bit what I say? Okay. Okay, so then, so many other ones. Okay, this one. So the verse 23. People scorn the poor who have no wealth. They also criticize the rich who have. What pleasure can derive from keeping company with people such as this? So difficult to please. So basically it's talking about the nature of the worldly people. Like we are in the afflicted state of afflicted emotion. So difficult to genuinely please. So therefore, what is the point of putting our effort to please each other? Well, oneself is not matured yet. Well, oneself is not fully matured in bodhicitta. So rather make a decision to go for solitude, go to do a serious meditation, cultivation of bodhicitta, and when you are fully matured, then you come back. Then you benefit thoroughly to the beings. We stop here.